Medford, 91.5 FM.
Breaking glass. dying. But isn't this a beach? And if I know one thing at all, is I cannot just be a peach. Oh, you come in, I'll walk now. So please enjoy the feast. We are weightless like a weightless beast. So what is it we don't teach? When we were children, we were helping, or oblivious at least. But now it comes to mind, we are terrified, so we run and hide for a verified little breeze. So what of this relief? Some life feels good now, don't it? I don't have a leaving plan. Something's gotta ease your mind. Well, it's all fine, but it's all crime. Creekside sifting fistfuls through the green. Every which way could be seen. Was a sanding town, not a Panama, more like anodyne. Was a friend of mine, you'd have known, you'd have known. I could profit, I could rabbi. However, everywhere isn't everywhere. This is not a veil or a fairy tale in the east. Have to have a living plan. Nothing's gotta ease your mind. Well, it's all fine, and we're all fine anyway.
I got soul, and I'm super bad. I got soul, and I'm super bad. I said, watch me. I got it. I said, watch me. Yeah, I got it. I got something that makes me wanna shout. And I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul, and I'm super bad.
I wanna kiss myself. To Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
I always look forward to Rossano Radio.
With your host, FR. Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM
and live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Mondays at 10 a.m.
Rossano Radio, only here on WMFO.
Thank you. I'm throwing caution. white trash, straight out of the news. Doesn't like birthdays.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school.
Cutting and burning.
Clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were a real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
It's back.
How are you processing this?
Me, I'm no longer intact. I got a fraction of the strength I need to untie my tongue.
was in his crib. Shady wore a bib, and the posse wasn't even alive. Shock rock, chopping block, songs that make your heart stop. Shove it into overdrive. Play it loud and fast. Make that guitar blast. Play it like today will be your last.
Just a poor boy, though my story is seldom told. I squandered my resistance for a pocket full of mumbles, such are promises. All lies and jest, still the man hears what he wants to hear and disregards the rest. No more than a boy in the company of strangers, in the quiet of the railway station, when I'm scared. Laying low, seeking out the poor quarters where the ragged people go, looking for the places only they would know. Lie-la-lie, lie-la-lie-lie-lie, lie-la-lie. Asking only workmen's wages, I come looking for a job, but I get no offers. Just to come home from the wars on 7th Avenue. I do declare there were times when I was so lonesome, I took some comfort there. La 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 la.
wishing I was gone, going home, where the New York City winters are bleeding me. A boxer and a fighter by his trade, and he carries the reminders of every glove that laid him down or cut him till he cried out in his anger and his shame, I am leaving, I am leaving, but the fighter still remains.
Lawrence Lessig, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM and WMFO.org on the web. Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio.
Of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Way down!
We'll be right back. dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you, people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown, like a rock. But you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stand to the vacuum of his eyes and say.